Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Help for the Hurting Child by Larry E. Vanta, MD, is a Christian-based guide developed over many years to assist those parenting children who are not able to be in their home of origin. Dr. Vanta is a physician specializing in psychiatry with subspecialty training in child and adolescent psychiatry. They're born in Ohio, trained in Nebraska, obtained his MD, and then completed psychiatric residency and fellowship training. He worked with foster care and adoption, starting during residency training and continuing as a significant part of his practice over the years. He's traveled extensively and presented training for orphanages and child care ministries in several countries, as well as the U.S. He currently resides with his wife in Boise, Idaho, and works at a local hospital outpatient clinic. Dr. Larry Vanta, author of Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Vanta, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
This is such an important topic, and you really know this, as I mentioned, from years, from decades of training. Who is the audience that you hope to reach with this book, Help for the Hurting Child?
Well, I've seen a great deal of difficulties in very many countries, but even our own, with children that are not able to be in their homes of origin, and all the problems that happen with foster care and adoption. And so the primary target is those who are taking on this immense task of being a foster parent or adopting children that are maybe a little bit difficult, maybe a challenge. Even for those who are parenting children who've been through trauma or some difficulties. And then also for orphanages where they have children who can't really go back to their homes of origin and are going to be growing up in more of an institutional environment. This is so that they can hopefully bring up the children in a positive way and they'll turn out very well.
Our guest on the program is Larry Vanta, MD. That's B-A-N-T-A. Book available at Amazon.com, Stratton-Press.com as well. And you can link on to our website and get all of the information, links on to Dr. Banta's pages to get information and to order the book. Why did you write this book? What was the inspiration for you to take all this vast knowledge and all of the difficulties, the challenges that you've seen, and write the book, Help for the Hurting Child?
I actually kind of started when I was in Mexico, and I was putting together a lot of the stuff that I had been using for training over the previous 15 or 20 years. And I realized that the response of people for the training seemed to be really good. And so I started interviewing house parents and foster parents and trying to get some more ideas. And so the idea came out of some training I was doing in Mexico and then later on in Kenya. And the people who were doing the work inspired me to put things together so people could profit from the things I learned from these people and from the things that I learned in my own training and experience.
And the book is so well put together and answers so many questions and brings up exactly all of the issues that you will face and the rewards for doing this. The book is Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting by Larry Vanta, MD, our guest on the program. What are your hopes for writing this book? When you put this together, Help for the Hurting Child, what do you hope the takeaway is and the impact it has on people who are part of this community you're talking to?
Well, the ultimate impact, I really want to help improve the outcome for kids that are in these out-of-home placements so that when they do grow up, which they all seem to do that, that they'll be ready for life, that they'll be ready to go out and fend for themselves and be productive Christian adult citizens.
This, on your part, started when you were in your residency. Let's go back and talk about your experiences working with foster and adoption families. And it's something you started doing, as I mentioned, during residency, and you've been doing it ever since with a passion. What was it about what you saw that really drew you in and you wanted to help?
Well, I want to put a shout out to somebody who really was an inspiring mentor, Paul Fine, MD, a child psychiatrist who was my mentor during my training years. He was my family therapy supervisor as well as my clinical supervisor before I even started my child and adolescent fellowship, which is a two-year fellowship. He asked me if I was interested in doing a therapeutic foster care group. I thought, well, that sounds interesting, and they paid for it, so that was also very interesting because you don't get paid a lot as a resident. And so I was asked to do to be a group leader to this amazing collection of therapeutic foster care parents who taught me a ton. I taught them a little bit, I hope. Every other Friday, we met for 3 hours, and we would it was a process group, but it was also we'd bring in guests like the head of the Department of Health and Welfare. We'd bring in special speakers. Even my boss, Dr. Fine, would come and do a lecture now and then. We'd have all these discussions, and we'd solve a lot of problems that they were having with the kids through just having the group. And that inspired me to, like, this is something that could really work. This is something that's important. And these kids were turning out really well. Overall, because the parents had so much good support.
The book is Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting by Larry E. Banta, B-A-N-T-A, M-D, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble published, and you'll find the book at stratton-press.com as well. Have you ever maybe lived or certainly worked in a children's home? If so, what were those experiences like for you?
Well, I started out my when I was in medical school, actually. I finished medical school in India, where my first wife was from. And we went back to near her hometown, and we lived on a children's home there. And I helped them start a hospital. I was doing mostly general medical work at that time. But my wife helped start a preschool there in the facility. And I learned quite a bit from them. And then later on, we worked in Kenya for a couple of years, but then we moved to Mexico City in 1996, and we lived on campus at Niños de Mexico for 3 years. This was an orphanage with between 50 and 70 kids at the time that we were there, and these are street kids and kids that came from pretty severely traumatizing backgrounds. And I learned a lot there from the house parents, and we came on board there to try to change the outcome of the kids at that time. Nobody was turning out very well.
How would you like this book to be used? What's the best way to use Help for the Hurting Child to be most effective for those of us who will read the book?
The most effective way would be, well, there's several things. I would like for it to be a regular book for pastors and teachers to read when they're in their training in the Bible colleges. I would love for that. It's being used in several countries as a manual for the children's homes and for the orphanages and that, and they read through it. One group was having regular lessons every week. They get the house parents together and go through another chapter. That was an excellent way to use it, and I think that people would find it very useful that way, to go through and use each chapter. And then there's places in the book where you can copy certain things out that would be useful for the kids, such as preparing for separation, for becoming an adult, launching, we'd call it.
Boy, and that's another.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that's a really important part of the what you do, isn't it? The launch. You're working. Wow. You're there with the child on a daily basis, and now it's time to send the child out into the real world. That's crucial. How frightening is that, especially the first few times that you're there, you are the one doing the launching?
Well, the difficulty has been that a lot of places where they're not real experienced at doing this, or foster parents, they come up on this time when the child's supposed to be an adult and like, wow, what are we supposed to do? And really, you need to go back. You need to start at, 13, 14, 15. Start looking at what the child wants to do, where they want to go, what are they capable of, and then working through some of the independence preparation. There's a whole list of things that are kind of the complete list of what a kid needs to be a productive, effective adult. If they can do that, great. If they can't, then rethink it. Maybe the child has some disability. Maybe there's some issues that would make it very difficult for them to be on their own. The list and the chapter on that would help them to be able to decide that. And then you get to that point of the launch, of being able to effectively letting them leave and being able to come back and refuel from time to time, hopefully not be a cutoff, but to continue that relationship over time. And most of the time with foster parents, adoptive parents, even the children's homes, the kids can come back and check in and get some recharging and be able to be successful. We don't want to just throw them out in the world. I wasn't ready at 18 from a normal family. I wasn't ready to be an adult. I went and lived with an aunt and uncle, went to college, and probably grew up a whole lot more between 18 and 21. So most kids, even in normal families, aren't quite ready to hit the road at 18. That just happens to be the time when they're supposed to leave. So we got to do a whole lot of work to get them ready.
I think so many of us can relate to what you were saying. It's time now. I'm off to college, off to start my work career or whatever. And then sometimes you think, okay, now what am I supposed to do? All of a sudden you're there. You've launched and it's sort of difficult to get into the proper orbit. The book is right. is so important. The book is Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting by our guest, Dr. Larry E. Banta, B-A-N-T-A. Book available Amazon, Stratton-Press.com, the usual places. I mentioned in the beginning you've traveled extensively. You've worked in other countries. What countries have you presented the orphan care training that you talk about in this book?
Yeah, the full training I've done in two locations in Mexico, a couple of locations here in the U.S., and then in Myanmar. We did a big community-wide training a few years ago using the same material. And then also in India, we got together in a little village and had pastors and teachers and foster parents and orphan care people come. And we did a three-day training. We even paid the hotel and the food for 3 days, and it was only like $800. But it was a fun time. And then Kenya, we did in a couple locations in Kenya. And then we're looking at a couple of more in India and heading back to Kenya maybe this fall. And we don't know if we can get back into Myanmar. It's kind of closed right now.
Yes.
We're trying to get the books into the country anyway.
The book is in English, but it's certainly a book with universal appeal and need. Any talk about having this translated and published in foreign countries?
Well, I have the first book translated. It's in Spanish. It's similar to this one. This one is much more expanded, and there's an audiobook in Spanish that can be helpful as well, called Ministerio Efectivo a los Huérfanos, and that's something that is also available through Covenant Press and through Audible.com. Will be coming out this fall. So there is some already out there, but I think another Spanish translation, the newest edition, would be probably the first priority, and then possibly in Swahili, and then in Hindi would be really good, and would love to see it come out in several different languages.
Dr. Larry Banta, our guest on the program, author of Help for the Hurting Child, book available in a number of places, and we'll wrap that up again at the end of the interview, where Dr. Banta can tell us where the book's available, a book form, audio form as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I would like to talk about the status of homeless children in the world, but first let me ask you, what are some of the reasons that children are not able to stay in a home situation and not able to grow up in a home as we know it? What are some of the reasons that causes this separation?
Yeah, that's a very good a good question. We need to look at that as well to see if there's something that we can do to prevent this. There's factors on the parent side and factors on the kid side. On the parent side, sometimes it's economic. The parents no longer able to feed the children that they have, and they'll bring them into a major city. And this is actual cases that I've worked with. They'll tell them, you wait here, we're going to go get you some ice cream. And then the parents leave and they never come back. And the child may be 4, 5, 6 years old and they're just left on the street. And other times the parents may have died from some epidemic. Well, and I think the pandemic going through has been a problem. A lot of parents, especially if they're a bit older, did pass away from the recent pandemic. And then in other countries, they've had a lot of in Africa, we've had a lot of AIDS orphans where the parents have contracted AIDS, usually both of them, and the kids wandering out in the bush between villages trying to get enough to eat, and finally is found by an agency and brought into to care. In Mexico City, for example, there may be as many as 1 million children that are homeless living on the streets. In other big cities, it's close to that. In the U.S., it's starting to become an issue, especially with our influx of the illegal immigrants, that there's going to be a lot of homeless children just trying to fend for themselves out there. And then it's going to be a pressure to get the child care agencies to be able to get these kids into proper care. The problem is immense. It's overwhelming. And if we can, light a candle in our corner of darkness and be able to provide some help and training for people that want to take on this wonderful ministry, then that's my goal, my hope for the book.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned war and terrorism, some of the factors, and we're seeing that with Ukrainian children that are forced to leave the country, and you can only imagine what they've gone through, in many cases leaving parents behind, in many cases seeing their homes destroyed, seeing their parents killed. Talk about that. I mean, when you say an immense problem, that's really an understatement, isn't it? This is overwhelming.
It really is. I mean, it's overwhelming in so many ways, and you think about, the wars, there's other wars going on in Syria and other areas in the world where parents are being killed and people are being left homeless and kids are wandering about because they don't know where their parents are, or the parents have died. And, this is something where I think as caring humans, we all need to be involved in some way. To be supporting agencies that are helping these kids, or if you're young and able to take in kids into your home and able to parent kids that aren't your own, hey, go for it. It would be a wonderful ministry and helping these kids grow up.
The book is Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting by Larry E. Banta, B-A-N-T-A, M-D, our guest on the program. Well, I want to go back to something you talked about before, the traumatized background that many of these kids come from. And I'm thinking, this really isn't a sleepover, is it? You're taking children in and working with children who really have some serious issues. How challenging is that aspect?
Well, a lot of people are, like, oh, let's adopt these children. They're
yes.
so cute. They're so lovely. They're going to be such a great addition to our home. And not realizing that, first of all, most of them are going to have an attachment problem because they got ripped away from their family of origin. And then what happened to them? What's their history? What happened to them while they're on the street? What happened to them in their previous placements? Maybe in some of the Mexican government children's homes, it's not so good. And they'll come into care or into a foster adoptive situation carrying a lot of baggage from the past, having been sexually, physically abused, having been maybe hungry for days, looking for food, so many things that you could consider traumatic. But then in other cases, kids that I've talked to seeing their parents killed in front of them or coming home to finding their mom hanging from suicide, these kind of things, this just horrible trauma. And these kids carry that inside of them, and they need help to be able to overcome that, to be able to work through that. So not only good parenting, but able to access services where the kids can get some good counseling, some psychiatric help if they need that, and to be able to recognize, I think, as parents, as foster parents, adoptive parents, that what I'm taking on is not just, it's not, all I got to do is just love them, and give them care and love. That's the start, but that's not enough. What they need is someone who can, with a good background in what to do with the trauma and how to deal with attachment and how to deal with the struggles that they're going to have, to be able to recognize, okay, this is going to be tough, but I'm up for it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to learn all I can about what I need to do so that I can do the best for these kids. So many people go into it blind, like, okay, we can do this, and then it becomes a horrible situation where the adoption didn't make it, where the foster care, the kids go from house to house and never get settled in, and then the outcome is not good.
A great place to start is with Dr. Banta's book, Help for the Hurting Child. I've got a couple minutes left here. We've talked about the challenges. We've talked about the difficulty, all you need to consider as you're looking at this. Let's talk about the rewards. The ministry that you've been part of has to have been rewarding over the years. Let's talk about the positive. Once you know what you're facing, you get in, you take a young life and guide it to probably a very successful and long life, a productive life for the child. How rewarding is this?
It's that's one of the parts that you look forward to. Not all the kids turn out good, but an example is one of the kids that I met in Mexico. She and her siblings had been abandoned by their mother and had been starving. And their health and welfare picked them up and brought them into home in Mexico City. We worked with them in counseling, worked with the kids trying to help them through their difficulties. A sibling group of six. The oldest one is now probably one of the best house parents I've worked with. She's compassionate. She understands the kids. Now, you know, some 25 years later, she's a professional. And you look at, you know, every time I meet with her, every time I see her, I think, oh, I just feel so good to see how this kid came from a horrible background, was able to find Jesus, was able to have healing for her trauma, and was able to get out, and now helping quite a number of kids herself.
And you can feel that sense of fulfillment that Dr. Banta is talking about yourself and get the information by a firsthand look, a behind the scenes look that all goes, you know, what all goes into to what Dr. Banta has dedicated literally his life to doing. The book is Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting, Larry E. Banta, B-A-N-T-A-M-D, book available wherever books are sold. Dr. Banta, you mentioned before another source, and I think the audiobook you mentioned as well.
Right, and then Bookside Press has also taken this on, so they'll be publishing a hardback book for it, and they're working on getting it submitted to some regular publishers, so maybe we'll get some better distribution. Should be available more widely, I hope. And my hope is that a lot of people can get help from this, and a lot of kids will turn out a whole lot better.
Well, best of luck with getting this book out there and having it read. The reviews have been excellent. It's in getting into the right hands, people who can actually help, want to help, and you are giving them a guidebook to be able to do that. Help for the Hurting Child, Christian Approaches to Therapeutic Parenting. Dr. Banta, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the program to talk about this very important topic, and so impressed with what you've done over the years and the lives that you've helped shape. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.
The book is Help for the Hurting Child. You can link on to the Amazon website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book by Larry Banta, MD. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.